This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Here, there, and everywhere, it's time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on. We're faced with a circumference here, the big wide world of news talk. Kind of remember the old days, Michael Harrison, of the ABC wide world of sports.
Oh yeah, the joy of victory, the agony of defeat,
agony of defeat. Yes,
The agony of defeat. Yes.
Oh, somebody's going to feel that later this year. Later this year, a number of people will feel it, as a matter of fact. And so we're going to get on to that as we go through the top 10 stories of the week, as determined by the staff and management of Talkers Magazine. Michael's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We have a people list as well with 10 names on it. We will discuss them during the course of our discussion. Yes, you have something important to say.
All right, here we go. These are the stories that people were talking about, at least the most talked about stories. There's a lot more, as we all know. At number 10, the California floods. At number 9, the Biden impeachment inquiry and the Smirnoff case. At number 8...
Isn't that a vodka, Smirnoff? Isn't that a vodka?
And when you call it the Smirnoff case, it's a case of vodka. I wonder what's really going on. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
At number 8, we have the economy and inflation. At number 7, the Chinese hacker threats. At number 6, the Alabama embryo ruling. At number 5, the Israel-Hamas war and U.S.-Iran tensions. The U.S. migrant crisis is at number 4. At number 3, Trump's legal battles and the Willis misconduct case. The presidential race is at number 2. And at number 1, we have the Russia-Ukraine war, which, as we speak, is celebrating its second anniversary. It's hard to believe it's been going on for 2 years, and the death of Alexei Navalny, which has a lot of repercussions. In other words, a lot of people in Russia have not taken that lightly. So Putin's problems continue, and the world remains tumultuous. On the people list, we have Hunter Biden and Alexander Smirnoff, the aforementioned Smirnoff, at number 10. Tucker Carlson at 9. Mike Johnson at number 8. Benjamin Netanyahu, 7. 6 is Fannie Willis. Number 5, Nikki Haley. Number 4, Alexei Navalny. Vladimir Putin's 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is 1. And here we are in the middle of, February?
Well, yeah, another week, and that'll be Kaputsky. Is that a Russian word, by the way, Kaputsky?
Yes, he's Smirnoff's cousin, Kaputsky.
Right, Kaputsky, Alexander Kaputsky, yes, right. There it is. We're going to go through some of the comments from social media with Michael, among many of the other things that we discuss during the course of our overview of the charts for the week of February the 19th to the 23rd, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, may I spend a moment talking to you, the thousands of ears that are listening to this program this weekend, about the semi-annual site-wide sale at OmahaSteaks.com. So if you go to OmahaSteaks.com/Doug, you'll be able to shop all of these things that have been on your mind, the delicious, it's getting close to barbecue season, right? And you go to OmahaSteaks.com with the promo code Doug. It's OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. And you get all kinds of mouth-watering packages, the bacon-wrapped filet, the gourmet grillables, the chicken breasts, the franks, all of the things that, like the desserts, man, the caramel apple tartlets. If you haven't tasted those, you have missed out on a big deal. So visit OmahaSteaks.com. The promo code is Doug. The easiest way to do it is OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. And shop their semi-annual sale now until the first week of April.
So you got about a month.
Why wait? Get in on it now while the selection is as broad as it is. Visit omahasteaks.com/Doug and also get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with select packages when you're shopping their semi-annual sale. Hurry! It's now or never, as the song says, right? Remember that Elvis? Wasn't Elvis did that song, right? Yeah, it's Elvis, now or never.
Yeah.
OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Yep, right? Isn't that Elvis?
I think so.
It's now or never. It's,
yeah, or an Elvis imitator. There were a number of those, but...
Yes, that's for sure.
It's now or never.
Yeah, good song. Let's listen to it 100 times.
Yeah, of course. Let's do that. Go to the Elvis channel. All right, let's get to some of the items. I've not done this with you. I don't think we've done it much. If I don't remember the last time we did it. But I thought I'd share some of the comments with the audience and with you, Michael, as to the top news. What the people who are listening, we've asked them, and we do every week, to share with us what they think from their perspective are the top news talk stories. It doesn't change the reality of the research you've done. It's just interesting sometimes to have the see who agrees with what here on the list. So Jeff Schmidt tells us that the number one item this week for him was the story about Trump's new sneakers. Excuse me.
What did you see? Is this the idiot report?
What? From sneakers?
No.
Did you see them?
Did I see them? I smelled them. I mean, it was disgusting. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Go on with this new feature.
Well, it's not new. I just thought it was a different way of walking down the street.
Okay.
John White says that the border problems and the election and those sorts of things, kind of a general thing. Nikki Summer said Alabama's frozen embryo ruling, which is number 6 this week on our story count. I think we should go down that road for a minute because, for me, as I analyze it and talk about it on the air, and, you know, I have women co-hosts, so I have them do most of the talking, although I will tell you that my daughter had IVF. And it worked successfully. I have a fabulous 9-year-old grandson named Miles because of it. And had she not been able to have it, she would not have Miles and I wouldn't have a grandson. So I look at this stuff in Alabama and I think to myself, are these people this crazy? Are they really this nuts to take this on, make the Republicans look worse than they do when it comes to this issue? The story of the children, I don't know, Michael. I don't understand it. Can you?
Well, why don't you, for the sake of me and everybody, give us the 30-second capsule of what the Alabama embryo ruling is?
All right. So the Supreme Court took a case that came from the, you know, there's a ruling Alabama has very strict abortion rules, and they now have declared, the state Supreme Court, as I understand it, declared that an embryo is a baby. And so you can't mess with it. It has to be, you have to have natural fertilization. In vitro fertilization is messing with Mother Nature. And therefore, women are not entitled to have something put in their bodies from outside their bodies that wasn't there or isn't natural, i.e. coming from a conjugal relationship.
Yeah, they're going down the rabbit hole even deeper into the mysteries of existence, which is at the core of the abortion debate, and ultimately unwinnable in terms of convincing everybody that one side is correct and one side is wrong. So it is. They have taken on a major hurdle to try to pull that off.
Yeah.
It is an important story. It's just a frustrating story,
isn't it? Though.
Yeah. I find the fact that
where do you go with it?
That's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah. But then again, where do you go with the election of 2024? I mean, you said something earlier that kind of gave me a bit of a chill. I don't even remember what exactly you said at the beginning of the show, but there are going to be women winners and losers. There's going to be a lot of sad people. What's this world going to be like the day after Election Day or the month after Election Day?
But there are always winners and losers. That we have to grow up.
Well, that's the point. The point is, how do we in this country come to grips with the fact that it's a democracy and there will be a winner and there will be a loser? And then you move on. It's the move on aspect of it that we have problems with. Too many people are not capable of moving on either side, and that is extremely dangerous, certainly problematic.
All right, so we asked our listeners to follow up on the situation that is number four, the migrant crisis, and here are some of the comments from those who are either close to the southern border or who have very strong feelings. Most of these comments, as I looked at them, come from California, New Mexico, Arizona, or Texas. A lot of listeners in Texas. Here's one listener who says, it's awful. Close the border. Come to America. If you're coming, come legally. Here's Antonio who says, where are they all going to live? We already have a homeless crisis. Here's Lemuel who says, it's horrible. The current administration is putting all of us in danger. Craig says, the complete failure of competence and leadership. That's what this represents. Jim Mancuso says, absolutely no one who posted here knows a single thing about our border, how it works, how our immigration laws work. America is absolutely willfully ignorant. This isn't a new issue. We've gotten what we deserve. That's pretty sharp, I think, isn't it?
These comments that you've just read are representative of the way people feel. And another thing that you mentioned that's very true that people listening to this broadcast in other parts of the country should understand is that this is a very, very in-your-face issue in the border states. All 50 states are, I guess to a certain degree, border states in today's world. Certainly the 48 contiguous ones are, and Alaska. The point is, it's a national issue. But if you live in Arizona, you live in California, you live in Texas, these issues are huge. And the people there are dealing with it in a much more urgent way than perhaps somebody living in Maine.
Yeah, no, that's very true. Also, when we continue here in this discussion for a moment, I want to talk about what Jennifer Horn from KRLA in this program said earlier on the Talk Radio Review about the Chinese coming into this country and who they are, where they're going. 18 after the hour on the countdown.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's Toby from Wendy's. Picture a Baconator. The six strips of applewood smoked bacon, the hot and juicy beef, the melty American cheese, the pretzel bun. Wait, pretzel bun? A pretzel Baconator. And it's only here for a limited time? This changes everything. Like what I'm going to order today. And tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Pretzel Baconator today.
Limited time only. Are participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The official top 10 stories and people list this week from Talkers Magazine. That's the focal point of our discussion, but we get off onto tangents from now. Now and then there are good stories about some of the hosts and and other aspects.
And then there are stories that happen at the end of the week that don't quite get within the algorithms. I love that word. I have no idea what it means, of how we do this. And two stories that were being talked about at the end of the week. One is the landing on the moon.
Fabulous.
The Odysseus capsule. And the AT&T phone outage.
Did you lose any? Are you on AT&T?
We lost some. And I know people that didn't. And you know what comes out of that? The panic that happens when you're out away from home or the office or work or, or a landline or a Wi-Fi, dependent on your 5G gizmo, and suddenly it doesn't work. It's like losing your wallet or losing your keys or losing your arm. We are so psychologically dependent upon that phone in our hand when we are away from our home base, when you're out driving around or going somewhere, and a lot of people came to grips with that. It's like, because you don't realize it's AT&T out all over the place. You think it's you, and you. What do? If you have to call home, what do you do? Ask somebody if you can use their phone. They'll shoot you. You know,
call ET. Find ET, call home.
Find a public phone booth.
Where? Show me one.
And if you do, it's probably, you know, dripping with all kinds of viral mung.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, but no thank you.
So
all right, I have a question that has to do with the issues, the stories, the 10 stories that we take on. We're serious. These are very heavy things that are going on, all of these issues. Russia, presidential race, Trump, migrants, the war in the Middle East, the whole business about women's reproductive rights, the Chinese hacker thing. I want to spend a moment on that, if we may, Michael, because Jennifer Warren said something on the accompanying hour. You know, we do another hour with Jennifer Warren and Jay Kirshner and me talking about these issues from the perspective of how they were addressed on our various programs this week. So Jennifer brought up something that I hadn't really thought about. I know there are, and I think we may have talked about this here, but I know I talked about it a lot last week, the number of Chinese that are coming into our country. Most of them are men. Most of them are coming through the same border holes that are a problem for Hispanics and whoever else is coming from South America and Central America. But the number of Chinese coming into our country, last year, the California crossing thing, whatever it is in Tijuana, whatever they call it, I forget what they call it. 4,000, the records show that 4,000 men and women came across the border into America. So far this year, 20,000 Chinese men have come into our country, as near as we can tell, in legitimate ways. So Jennifer brought up a good point, wondering out loud whether or not the Chinese leader is sending Chinese men here to form an army at one point in time. They're slipping in. You got 20,000 Chinese men coming into our country. Where are they going and what are they doing? And I thought that was a fairly legitimate question. What about you?
I mean, I think it's a legitimate question. I think it is. I think it's talk radio. I think it's talk radio stuff to create interest.
Okay.
I can't imagine it happening. I mean,
no. Right. I mean, I don't want it to happen, but
I can't imagine it happening. So it's kind of as I said, it's talk radio stuff.
Yeah. Well, so we're all about here is talk radio stuff. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison at 28 after the hour.
Presenting a World Radio Day Minute, proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO and endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as a UN International Day, February 13 is World Radio Day.
As a consumer electronics appliance, radio has been through many configurations since first appearing on store shelves in the early 20th century. It's been mostly AM, which stands for amplitude modulation, and FM, which means frequency modulation. But we mustn't forget that shortwave and ham radio have also been important during these 100-plus years. There was even a time when radio was listened to with headphones on simple non-powered devices called crystal sets. Today, AM/FM radios come with a variety of power sources, including batteries, solar panels, and cranks to generate energy. Now in the digital era, we have DAB radio, satellite radio, streaming radio, and the development of radio-style innovations such as podcasting. Radio continues to evolve. This has been a World Radio Day Minute from UNESCO.
Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage of their other products? Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way, helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In a sit-down interview about her new book and her late father, the daughter of Ronald Reagan was asked by an NBC News correspondent what the former Republican president would think about today's politics.
I think he'd be appalled. really, you know. And, yeah, they used to have martinis together, too.
Patty Davis says her dad and Democratic House Speaker at the time, Tip O'Neill, would have intense public debates, but would always put the aggressiveness aside when it was time. Some major East Coast cities in the U.S. are quite literally sinking, according to new info out from NASA. The U.S. Space Agency says it used satellite data to survey areas from New England south all the way to Florida, and then utilized ground-based GPS centers to track the motion. Some of the cities were sinking as much as 2 millimeters per year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bombs are about to be dropped around the... Remember when Ronald Reagan said he had an open mic? He said the Russians are about to... He was doing some news conference or something, and before they went on the air, the mic was live, and he said the Russians are going to start bombing us in 5 minutes or something. You remember that?
He said, let the bombing begin. He actually said, we're going to bomb the Russians.
Right. Is that what it
is? Yeah. Yeah.
It's one or the other. I can't remember which.
He was kidding, but the point is, it shows you how the President of the United States and people in any big position have to be mindful of their words. One of the things about Trump that's so controversial is, whereas some people who love Trump say he tells it like it is, that's what we love about him. He speaks his mind. Yeah, he tells it. Yeah. And the other people say the president has to be careful because the words of the president could start a depression. The words of the president could start a panic. The presidency has to be performed with a certain amount of care in terms of the words that you lob out there. So those are the two points of view about Trump when it comes to that. But I fall on the side that if people are on the radio or people are writing in a major publication or even a minor one, and or if you're president, you should be careful of what you say. Speaking privately with your friends, at the bar or at the dinner table is one thing. But when you are in charge of something as big as a corporation, a newspaper, a radio show, the nation, you have to use your words carefully.
So what happens if you don't? Are people fired because they don't? These days, a lot of people on the radio have been fired for being indiscreet.
Some people are fired, and other people are given raises. It all depends on the the benefit to the platform, and whether it's the cost of doing business or whether it's a good excuse to get rid of you. Many of the firings in talk radio, I have intimate knowledge of this. I'm not going to name names, but I'm going to share the idea. Is, you know, people say to me, "Why did this guy get fired and that guy not?" Well, because the companies used it as an excuse to get rid of somebody that was already on the edge. And they keep the person who brings in more money than the problem will cause. And only when the heat gets so high that they can't bear it anymore, then they'll get rid of somebody who's actually a moneymaker.
All right, I'm going to stretch this a little bit. You've given me an idea that I want to run with your permission. The economy's number 8 this week on the countdown list. And I'm looking at some of the things that were in our various magazines and trade things and things that were talked about when the broadcasting numbers came out about the Super Bowl, for example, and the Taylor Swift impact on Super Bowl ratings and how many hundreds of thousands of people were watching the game. And the ads, and did they affect the companies that were promoting whatever their wares were? What was the biggest single? We asked this question at gooddayshow.com. And you can, by the way, anytime you have a comment about anything Michael and I are talking about or any of the other things that happen on my various programs, just go to any social media site at Good Day Network connects you. So the whole business about Taylor Swift and whether she accounted for as many as 30 million more people watching that show than would have been the case had it not been Travis Kelce or the Kansas City Chiefs or whatever in it. And you think about that, and it is kind of staggering, but we look around every week. I mean, Taylor Swift might as well be on the people list. She could be number one. When you look at the impact of this one person. And I'm thinking about talk radio and, the impact that Limbaugh had on our medium. But across all media, Taylor Swift captures everybody's attention. Is it what? Can you remember anybody in recent years who has brought so much attention, so much to the economy in a manner of speaking?
Yeah, definitely. Easy. The Beatles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's the Beatles. She's Elvis Presley. She is, and people are starting to realize that it's been the case for a while, because we live in a fractionalized pop culture, whereas when the Beatles and Elvis were around, everybody knew the top song. Everybody knew the big movie. Everybody knew what the big book was. Everybody was watching Ed Sullivan. Everybody was doing the same thing. That's an extreme exaggeration, but it's basically, you get the drift. Today, there are people that have never heard Taylor Swift, and they're tuned into the world. So you have to take that into account. Once you get that factor done, and once you get the factor that screaming girls today scream over a woman, as opposed to a guy twirling his
Elvis.
Hips, or a bunch of exotic guys with a new hairstyle that are sort of between really cute and really ugly, and have a new sound, then you take this into account as to what motivates young people today. Taylor Swift is the 21st century version of the Beatles. That's what she is. She's the next thing. And no one has ever really explained it that way because the times have changed and our definitions have changed. But, you know, remember, screaming girls for boys. Now you have screaming girls for a girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the... what is this? A unisexual world.
Well, there certainly is a lot of gender identification confusion going on right now, to talk about it objectively. But Taylor Swift has been on the chart, and you are absolutely right. We could put her there. What we try to do is tie the names into specific issues. So when she, so when that was the specific issue, she was on the chart. There are a lot of people that are talked about all the time, but they're not tied into the specific issues, so they become like wallpaper. Taylor Swift is wallpaper. She's just part of the noise of this particular epoch.
She is contributing to the national conversation, also to the tax rolls of the coming on. To stick with the economy again, it's number 8 this week on the story list at talkers.com. The concern that I see in most of the polls, it does boil down to the same thing. And the economy is it. Whether it's good. I mean, look at the economy now. You could argue it's in the best shape it's been in for a long time. And it has nothing to do with Joe Biden any more than it had anything to do with Donald Trump. Some people say that it did, but obviously it doesn't because it keeps humming along unless one of these guys makes a huge mistake. Like going to war with some country, you know, the thing seems to be humming along.
Yeah.
And so do we as Americans have anything to worry about? Do we have to find another issue because the economy is strong? All of the indices this past week ended the week on the up side.
Yeah. And, well, the answer to your question is how representative of the economy are the numbers that we use to indicate it? That's one. And two, what is the gap between the haves and the have-nots? I went out the other night to eat at a restaurant. It was a Thursday night. The place was packed. You couldn't get out of there for under $100 a couple. It was one of those fancy-schmancy restaurants. And you look around, you go, where's the economy problem? But then you just go out of that side of town to another side of town, and people can't afford to go to McDonald's. So we surround ourselves with our own bubble, and then we judge it by what we see. The fact of the matter is there are people that are rolling in dough, and there are people that are starving in this country. And we don't get a picture of the whole thing.
Well, should we be taking from the rich to give to the poor like Robin Hood did? Should we... is that really the way to fix the problem?
That's an extreme statement. There's another thing called the common good, the commonwealth. In my fact, a couple of states call themselves commonwealths, Pennsylvania and Massachusetts. What does commonwealth mean? It means public property, public policy, and that which we all share, like the building of roads, hospitals, schools, all kinds of things that require a certain amount of governmental oversight and budgeting. These are things that we have to talk about in realistic terms, as opposed to extreme terms that don't connect to reality. Of course, there's a certain amount of taking from the rich and giving to the poor. But when it's extreme, then it becomes taking from everybody and giving to the government. And then you get into some real trouble.
Did you really smell those gold sneakers?
I thought about it.
Really?
Yeah, it was an imaginary smell.
Right. All right, speaking of smelling, Marjorie Taylor Greene said something pretty outrageous this week. We'll talk about that in a moment. Some other things that come from Talkers Magazine. Right now, however, it's time for me to remind you about what's going on at TopLoss.com. This is the last weekend for this offer because it's the, last weekend was the beginning of President's Week, and this weekend is the end of President's Week. So they're wishing you a happy President's Week at Calitrin, TopLoss.com, their website. They have a 90-day meltdown package that includes Calitrin, which is the weight loss formula that they're known for. Fabulous all-natural material, help you lose weight and keep it off. They also have another all-natural product called Belly Blast, which they are offering this week in the meltdown package, along with their starch blocker and their detox cleanser. They do have other products at Calitrin. Go to TopLoss.com. You can see the stories about other products that have been created to support you in losing weight weight, getting rid of the fat, keeping it off. That's why they call it the meltdown package. So if you want the all-natural approach to losing weight, losing fat, making yourself healthier, go to toploss.com right now, if you will, toploss.com. See how Calitrin will support your efforts. The madness that people go through. I look at some of these people in the gym, and they're just huffing and puffing. It's good. Exercise is great. It's a well-thought-out way to lose weight. Other things, though, like the ingredients of Calitrin, will support you like nobody's business. So check it out. Join the Calitrin movement today. Get healthy and stay healthy. Toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug. Get free shipping and the best offers possible. That's at toploss.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, quickly here, Marjorie Taylor Greene went after the judge that went after Trump this week and said that he ought to be disrobed. I thought that was worth it. At least a moment of our time. All right. Disrobing the judge. All right. Anyway, let's go to the Harrison podcast this week at mhinterview.com. You have a well-known regional talk show host who's been around since the late 80s, applying his trade, and his
Howie
name is
Carr.
Howie Carr.
He really says some nasty things about the powers that be in today's corporate radio, so much so that I... very carefully.
Had edited?
I did edit it. I picked my words carefully and said, I give you the forum to say that, but I don't necessarily agree with you. You know,
I might agree with him, but
exactly. He really. And Howie Carr is one word that I think could describe him as he's very independent. And, and that comes out in this conversation at mhinterview.com.
He's an interesting guy. I say that because interesting can be defined in all kinds of ways. Yeah. When I knew him, when I was running WEEI in Boston in the mid-80s, he came to me and wanted to do a talk show, and he had not done one, but he was well-known because he'd been writing for the Boston Herald, and he was he's written a lot of books as well, and he's very right of center. And is unabashedly, unapologetically focused, as you have just indicated. And so it wasn't something that I wanted to do at that station at the time. And he's never forgotten it. So every time he sees me, he's kind of, you're the guy. Anyway, he's done fine. And he's an icon, certainly in the Northeast. He has got a program that's on a lot of different stations, so I'm sure this is a very good interview, as Michael's always are. MHinterview.com. Check it out this week, the focus on Howie Carr. As Doug Steffen with Michael at 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
Love this.
Anything your heart desires will come
to you. So, Chucker, do we remember who the artist was who played Jiminy Cricket and sang the song?
I don't recall. I don't recall. I know that this day in movie history, February 23rd, 1940, Disney released its animated classic Pinocchio into theaters. And the reason that rings a bell with me, because this is the first movie that I ever saw in a movie theater with my parents in a re-release in the 1970s. Yeah, and I got to tell you, it scared me. I remember being very scared watching
yeah.
it.
Getting eaten by the whale and all that stuff. Yeah.
And when he turns into the donkey, I thought that was, you know, pretty spooky. So a lot of Disney animation did that to little children. I don't know if that was the goal, but it certainly...
Fantasia was awful, Larry. Awful. Yeah. Fantasia. Ah! Those booms.
And then I also remember the first live-action movie that I ever saw in a movie theater with my parents was The Odd Couple.
I don't remember.
In the 1970s, that was released too. Yeah, they used to listen. There was no way to record. There was no VHS, DVD. So yeah, you know, they re-release movies all the time. So yeah. Do you remember the first movie you ever seen in a movie theater? Saw in a movie theater?
You know, I think it was Fantasia. Now that you asked me that, I can remember the first song I ever heard on the radio. It was an Elvis song, but I don't. I think it was Fantasia. And it was scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was, what was I, 5, 6 years old, maybe 7? Whatever I was, it literally, what year was that? What year was Fantasia? It was in the movie. I mean, it came out in the late 30s, I think.
Yeah, and then they re-released it. That's when you called it.
They re-released it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
I got one other interesting one.
Yes.
This day in TV history, February 23rd, 1997, NBC airs Schindler's List, uncut, and 60, think about this, Doug, 65 million people tune in 1997 on NBC. That would never happen now because the pie has been beyond divided among network streamers, basic cable, so on and so on. To get 65 million eyeballs on one movie on a network.
Those were mainstays, too, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Each of the networks would have a movie on, and it was part of their regular programming. And I wondered why that wasn't done when they had the writer's strike, why they didn't go back to having
movies. They did a little, because, you know, when I was a kid, the ABC Sunday night movie was huge. Like, I remember when they used to advertise the ABC Sunday night movie in the fall, and I could not wait to see those movies. Yeah. I think they went to it a little bit during, but the reality is again, you know, with all the streaming services, there's just so much content and so much division of what you could watch, where you could watch, how you can watch.
Last night was the last episode of 400.
Did you watch?
Sam Waterston. Oh, absolutely. I was disappointed in the end of it, although he walked off by himself. He was by himself. He left a lot of questions, so who's going to be the new DA? But I thought that was handled not as well. I don't know what Dick Wolf was thinking about. I think it was Waterston. It was his choice to leave. He thinks he was. I saw an article someplace that suggested that he's been watching the shows and he thought he looked old. And he didn't think he was adding to the franchise. He was excited to go back to Law & Order when it came back last year, but he, I think, felt like...
How old is he? He's in his 80s?
82.
Okay.
He's 82. But imagine, 400 episodes, he carried that through.
Incredible.
Michael Moriarty was the first DA.
Right.
And he lasted a couple of years, and he had a fight with Dick Wolf, and that was the end of that. And then Waterston came in and realized what a job it was. He lived in New York. He started him at like 150 an episode. By the time you get to the end of his career, it was like 700,000 an episode. But at the end, I thought it was sad. Frankly, I was sad.
Okay.
Being a Law and Order. But there's nobody left now from the original gang. They're all gone. The Law and Order franchise is there.
There's a saying in life and on TV, nothing lasts forever, Doug.
Thank you. Well, hopefully you'll last forever here. What do we have this weekend that's new in the movies?
There's one film I think is interesting, Ordinary Angels with Hilary Swank and Alan Richardson, which is trying to attract a faith-based crowd. I think I might go see it this weekend. Really? I'm a big fan. I like Hilary Swank
a lot. Too. I like her a lot.
I hope it makes a dent. I always root for these movies because I think good storytelling, you know, community feel is a good thing. We need more of it.
All right, we'll find out how it does on Monday here on Good Day. It's 59 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.